Financial counsellors around the country are reporting a spike in contact from families and individuals in financial distress. They say payday loans and consumer leases are leading to an unprecedented debt crisis for families, and that pensioners and Aboriginal people have also been disproportionately targeted. Rachel Mealy reports.
Alan Gray is a financial counsellor in Broome in Western Australia. From that distance, he's trying to raise an alarm in Canberra.
Evelyn is a single mum with four children ranging in age from 6 to 17, and she's on a single parent supporting pension and didn't have the money to buy basic household goods that a lot of Australians would take for granted, like a fridge, for instance, or a washing machine. And the total value of the goods that Evelyn bought, if she'd walked into a shop, it would have cost $1,500. But under these unscrupulous consumer leases, the one she's been signed up to, if we hadn't managed to cancel the contract, she would have paid a total of $6,300 for goods worth $1,500.
Alan Gray is among a group of financial counsellors from around the country who are lobbying the federal government to change the rules relating to the payment of pensions. Currently, payday lenders and retailers can deduct their repayments directly from a customer's pension.
So they have a system called CenterPay, which was designed to pay for essentials like power and water and rent. But for some bizarre reason, these consumer lease companies and payday lenders have been given access to the federal government's CenterPay system. And this is the key problem, because they're laughing. They know that they will always get paid every fortnight, regardless of whether their customers have enough money to put food on the table.
He says customers are being tricked by contracts and lenders aren't assessing whether or not a customer can afford to repay. Uniting Care in Queensland says it's received a record number of calls to the National Debt Helpline since Christmas.
When they come to us, it's usually at a point where the debt collectors have started calling or the banks have started calling and they don't want to answer those phones. They don't want to open up the bills because they know they're going to be bills and they can't afford to pay those bills. So then they call us out of desperation.
Jodie Logovic says back to school and Christmas expenses have tipped the scales for many families.
And that's what I'm talking about with that cycle of debt. It is about, moving from one credit card to another. As energy costs increase and, just the cost of living full stop, we are seeing that even paying to get the kids back to school is becoming quite difficult for most families.
Jodie Logovic from Queensland's Uniting Care, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.